Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
World champion surfer Jack Murphy pulled off the biggest jewel heist in American history. He became infamous as his face was plastered across the front pages of every newspaper in the country. After a massive manhunt, Jack was eventually caught. He was sent to prison, but somehow talked his way out of jail and headed home to the beautiful beaches of southern Florida, a free man. But this was only the start of his misadventures on the wrong side of the law. Jack was later arrested for the murder of two women who were directly related to his other crimes. From Wondery and USA Today comes a new season of The Sneak, Murders at Whiskey Creek, a new crime show unlike any you've ever heard. With exclusive interviews with the victims and perpetrators, The Sneak reveals secrets that have been kept for decades. You're about to hear a preview of The Sneak, Murders at Whiskey Creek. While you're listening, subscribe to The Sneak, Murders at Whiskey Creek today on Apple Podcasts, or binge all 9 episodes on the Wondery app with a free trial of Wondery Plus.
My name is Jack Murphy, and we're taking you on a trip that has already been in the papers and the magazines for 50 years, most of it. But it's a trip of an exciting adventure.
It was the middle of the night on October 29th, 1964. Jack Roland Murphy, better known as Murph the Surf, a man widely recognized as one of the top surfers in the world at the time, was in New York City. That night, Jack and a man named Alan Kuhn broke into the American Museum of Natural History and pulled off what was at that time the biggest jewel heist in American history. But that's just the beginning of Jack's improbable story, one that includes robbery, fame, and, depending on who you ask, salvation. This season we will follow Jack on his journey from California to Pittsburgh to Miami, all the way up to New York City. To tell his story, though, we must also go down to Whiskey Creek, a small river in southern Florida where, 51 years ago, the bodies of two young women were found stabbed, bludgeoned, and shot. They had been weighed down by concrete blocks lashed to their necks. And the last time they were seen alive, they were getting in a boat with Jack Roland Murphy. My name is Nate Scott. I'm a reporter and editor with For the Win and USA Today. Welcome to Season 2 of The Sneak. Jack Murphy should have spent his entire life in prison. In 1969, he received 2 life sentences and an additional 20 years from a Florida court. But today, as of this recording, Jack's a free man, and he's living in Crystal River, Florida, a sleepy town about an hour north of Tampa. That's where I visited him this winter, along with my co-producer from Season 1, Anthony Pacillo, who will contribute reporting throughout Season 2. We spent a week with Jack, eating at his favorite Florida haunts, driving over the speed limit in his seen-better-days 90s model Mercedes, and talking about, well, every part of his life.
Jack, I'm going to ask you to do something a little strange. I'm going to ask you to clap in front of your face. Perfect.
Wonderful.
And that's it. We're done.
We're done, yeah.
That's the show.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I hope the check's in the mail. Yeah.
Though it may have been a throwaway line, he has a lot of those. Jack Murphy has a more complicated relationship with a casual hallelujah than most. After what feels like multiple lives lived, one where Jack was a world-class jewel thief, another as a celebrity inmate in the Florida penal system, Jack has become a crusader for his new boss, Jesus Christ. Today, Jack travels the country and the world with several high-profile prison ministries, visiting penitentiaries all over the planet, preaching his gospel to inmates that, Jack believes, are looking for a way to save their souls. Or, in Jack's case perhaps, beat a couple of life sentences. We're getting ahead of ourselves, though. Let's flash back to the beginning, before the prison time, before the heist, before he was Murph the Surf, internationally famous jewel thief, back to when he was just Jack.
But the surfing thing was starting to work.
The surfing thing was Jack catapulting himself into the upper echelons of a sport that was quickly getting national attention thanks to the music of the Beach Boys and surf films. Something he'd picked up as a kid living on the West Coast was just starting to catch on in a big way in Florida. And Jack, who seemed to be able to master anything he tried, was good at it. He was really, really good at it. And that was the only problem with Miami. The waves weren't any good there. The waves were good up the coast, however, in Cocoa Beach.
And finally, one day, I just said, I'm done. I'm going up there, and I'm going to stay up there, and I did.
Jack was moving to Cocoa Beach. It was there that things got good. And then, just as quickly, they got very bad.
Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers, Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos. All thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
History is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.